Hello.
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is John. How may I help you today?
Yes, Mike. For what company is this?
eBay.
eBay. Yeah. It's saying something about paying $299.
All right. I got you. Yes, I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased items gift card for $299. So, are you authorized this person?
No.
Okay, that is the reason I can see my server, some suspicious activity in that account. So, I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization. And they are make this order. So, for that, we need to provide you our security and block those overseas people and delete this fake eBay account, alright? So,
yeah.
do you have any computer or laptop?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Do you have any smartphone, like Android, iPhone?
I've got a Samsung phone.
Okay, if that's your Android. So, I'll help you, ma'am, how to fix this problem, alright? So
okay.
do one thing, put me on speaker, then get back to your home screen. Put my call on speaker, then get back to your home screen first.
Yeah.
Alright, then open up your Play Store. Play Store. PlayStore. Play Store. Alright?
Yeah.
Right, do you open that Play Store?
Yeah.
Alright, now look at your Android very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search bar that says a search for apps and games? Do you see that?
No, hang on, say that again, sorry.
Alright, look at your at very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search bar that says search for apps and games? Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, click on that search bar first.
Yes.
Now listen to me very carefully, alright? So, I already told you some people is trying to misusing your personal details. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block those overseas people. So, we need to provide you our security. So for that, you need to download that software. It's called AnyDesk, right? So you need to type over there, A-N-Y.
Yes.
D-E-S-K, AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Alright, give a click on search.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, then what do you see on your screen? Do you see any AnyDesk remote desktop software?
Yeah, see it, yeah.
Alright, you simply install this app, install and open it, alright?
So what does this one do?
We need to generate our security code through this software, alright? It's a security software. We need to block those hackers through this software, alright? So you simply install. Do you see an install option? And install and open it.
Yeah, now it's come up as a Samsung Knox privacy policy.
Okay, you already opened that, right?
Yeah.
Alright, now do you see any allow, okay, do you see any positive option? Just click on that, positive option.
Yes, after me now, have I read this agreement in terms of some conditions above?
Alright, do you see any positive option? Just click on that. Do you see any, like, okay, allow, next?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to put a little read through it, that's all.
now what do you see on the screen? Okay. Now what do you see on the screen?
We at AnyDesk care about your privacy very seriously. Learn more about how we collect all types of your data.
Okay.
Privacy policy and then imprint. You have to click OK.
Yes, that's great.
Plug in the phone for controlling this device remotely.
It's just an ad. Click on that, don't show again, and click on OK. Then what do you see on the screen?
It's going back to the Play Store.
All right. Open that. Only open that any desk. Do you see any open? Just open it. Or press that back key one time. All right.
Wait a minute.
Okay, take your time.
It asked me to install the app again.
All right. Do you open that app?
I'm looking for it, but I can't find it on my desktop.
Desktop?
On my screen, on my front screen.
Okay. Any problem, just ask me, okay? All right, hold on. You simply get back to your home screen and reopen that Play Store.
Hang on a minute.
Take your time.
It's got a sign here saying you can abort the tutorial by touching the area outside the blue circle. You can get detailed help or restart the tutorial.
Touch your screen, anywhere. Now what came up?
Wait a minute, Clayton. You're talking too fast and quick for me, okay? Just let me read it.
Okay. Do you see your address 9-digit number? Just do let me know, right?
Alright, it's come up as my address, set a password and a remote address.
Okay, tell me that numbers. It's a security numbers. I already told you we need to generate that numbers. Tell me that number.
9916139.
Tell me slowly.
Mate, if this is a scam, I am not gonna allow this.
No. Listen, I'm trying to help you. I don't ask you your personal details, all right? I'm trying to help you. Don't worry.
991.
Yes.
613.
968. 968. Okay, that's great. All right. Below
so those numbers.
Hold on. Alright, I already told you, we need to provide you a security through the software, the security software, right? Now, below those numbers, do you see any set password? Because it's a security matter, we need to set the password, okay? So, do you see any set password option?
Yeah, here's the thing, it says set password.
Alright, click on that set password.
Alright.
Alright, just scroll that page, Now, do you see any permission profile? Do you see that? Permission profile?
I see permission.
Below
permission
that.
Permission what?
Permission profile. Do you see
yes.
that? Alright, yes. click on that.
Yeah.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
Default screen sharing, full access, and unattended access.
Click on that unattended access.
Yeah.
Alright, now what do you see on your screen?
permission profile, permissions other users are allowed to hear my device sound or output, control my device, keyboard and mouse, so a tailored mouse pointer when physically input is.
Do you see any enable unattended access? Do you see any enable unattended access? Do you click on that unattended access, ma'am?
Just hang on a minute. I'm just on the phone.
Okay.
Enable unattended access?
Yes, yes, yes.
Click that, did you say?
Yes, yes, yes.
And now it's asking me to set a password.
All right. You need to put that password. You need to put that password. It's eBay 1234. All should be small letter. All should be one letter. Okay. All should be one small letter, one case. You simply eBay 1234. E B A Y 1234. All right.
Sorry. E-B-A-Y 1234.
Yeah, all should be small letter, right? Then give a click on OK.
Why can't I set my own password?
What's that?
Can I set my own password?
It's a security password. We need to generate that. Don't worry. It's a satellite password. You need to change that other time. You need to change that password other time, okay? It's a satellite password. Nobody hacked that password, okay? You simply put that password.
I don't have an eBay account.
Yeah, I got you. I already told you, ma'am. It's an other account. They are creating another fake eBay account, okay? So we need to prove. Yeah, that's why we need to provide security. Do you set the password eBay 1234?
So EBAY 1234.
Yeah, then give a click on OK.
Alright, okay. Do I close out of that?
Alright, do you done that?
Yes, I've done it.
Okay, just stay on the line. I'm provide you a password. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning, do you see any start now? Just to let me know.
Start recording for passing. Any good.
Alright.
Start now.
Yeah, click on that start now.
Nothing else has come up.
Okay. Alright. And now you successfully connect with our server, right? Now, get back to your home screen first. Get back to your home screen.
Close out of everything?
Yeah, everything close. Don't touch anywhere. Everything close and get back to your home screen. Close that any desk.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay.
I am transferred this call to my senior, okay? He'll be guide you how to fix this problem. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Well, thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good.
Nice to hear. I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
What? Sorry?
I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, right?
Yeah, I had a phone call.
Okay.
Like, saying that my saying that the eBay, I had an eBay account and they were going to withdraw money out of my account.
Okay. Now, will you please let me know one thing, sir? Like, did you try to check to your online banking that any money was deducted in the name of eBay or not? Did you try to check that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and do you deal with the one bank or apart from the which bank you're checking, do you have any other bank also?
No, I don't have any other bank.
You just have a one bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem, sir. What we will do, we will simply go ahead and guide you to cancel that order, okay? So no need to worry about anything right now, sir. We just put a hold on that charges. And after 1 hour, you're going to get a confirmation call on that account, okay? So first of all, will you please let me know what you can see on your mobile right now?
On my mobile?
Yes, what you can see?
What do you mean, anything on my screen?
Yeah, on your screen, what you can see? Will you please let me know so we can go ahead and guide you to remove the card?
No, there's nothing on my phone.
Can you try to log into your Commonwealth Bank one more time? Try to log into your Commonwealth.
No, nothing there.
Do you see cards? Give a click on cards.
Sorry?
Now, on the very top, you will get to see your card, the picture of the card. Can you give a click on that? The picture of the cards?
Yeah.
Now, you will get to see something which says so or anything like that. Can you try to give a click on so and check that is your card is correct? Do you see your card number, whatever the details you have, it's correct or not?
Yeah.
Okay, and you can see the available balance right now, right?
What's the balance of my account?
Yes, the available balance which you have right now on your account.
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, now what do you need to do, sir? Like, as we can see, do you have a piece of paper so you can write down the transaction ID? As we cancel the transaction, so you can write down the cancellation transaction ID.
But nothing's come out of my account.
The transaction isn't pending right now, sir, okay? That's the reason we canceled the pending transaction and we've given you this call. So I want you to write down this cancelled transaction ID first on the piece of paper, okay?
Sorry, okay.
It's AMZ.
What is it, sorry?
It's A as in apple.
Yeah.
M as in mother.
Yeah.
Z as in zebra.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
221.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you, sir, like if the pending transaction is going to be cancelled, and what I will do, I will give you a verification call, the confirmation call, after 1.5 hours, okay? It's 11:22 in your time right now, maybe. What I will do, I will simply give you a call at sharp 1 o'clock, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So bye, have a nice day, sir. No need to worry about anything. Relax yourself. The transaction is going to be cancelled, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So I just want you to be on hold for a minute, okay? Just be on hold. Just be on hold for a minute.
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Just give me 1 minute. You are going to get a verification message. If you can see any verification message, please let me know, okay? Just give me 1 minute. Just wait for a second. And will you please let me know one thing, sir? Do you try to share any of your personal details to any of your friends or relatives or neighbors, anything like that?
No.
You would not never share any of your details to anyone, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, can you do one thing, sir? Can you go back to your home screen of your mobile and just check that, like, do you see any transaction was there for, just try to check your message box. Do you received any verification message or not?
Nothing
is there, right?
No.
Okay, wait, let me check that. Just give me 1 minute, sir. What we are doing, sir, we are blocking all those person who is trying to get into your details, okay? So what we will do, we will simply go ahead and cancel each and everything. Just wait for a second. And when did you last use your eBay account, Master? When did you last use your eBay account?
I don't use eBay.
So you don't use eBay, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a problem. Wait. Because I'm just removing each and everything. Now, can you go ahead and check that, sir? Do you receive any verification message on your mobile? Can you go ahead and check that? A text message, sir, okay? You're going to get a text message on your mobile. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am, mate.
Just check your text message. Do you receive any verification text message? A normal message, sir, okay?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
No.
A messages, sir, normal text messages.
Samsung account legal terms update, is that it?
No, you can see any code or anything came up on a screen.
Okay.
From Commonwealth Bank, do you see any code?
Oh, there we go. Yep, I just saw it. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Here we go.
You got a code?
Yeah, I got a code.
Okay, write down this code on a piece of paper.
Okay, hang on a minute. For the FSA. Hang on.